Warning, warning. Two idiots are reading the SCP files over the intercom. Someone get these clowns out of here. Kill them with hammers, okay? Hold on, let's make it.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome. To Discovering SCP.
Now listen. I'm going to bring something up, and they're going to beat me to death with hammers for this.
Okay,
I'm
what are you going to
say? I'm genuinely enjoying it. This is so fucking long. This is episode 3, and I don't think we're going to finish it this episode. So what's going to happen is Tan and I are going to keep reading this. And in the comments below, tell us if you want us to finish it or if we can do something else. If you don't tell us to finish it specifically, if we don't get comments saying that, we might do something else. So just be warned. That's it. Alright. Anything else we need to open with? Any news in the community? I have not kept up with the
SCP 8000 contest ended. What came?
Yeah, Plague One. Something about a seal?
The seal of approval, yeah. I've not read it yet, but I'll check it out.
I know, yeah. We'll have to read that one eventually.
And of course, I don't know, has the season Series 9 actually opened officially?
I guess, because there's you know, the other contestants are the other ones. Dune had one that I haven't read yet that was like short pictures or something.
Yeah, that's a really good one. I really like that one.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll read that privately or as part of the podcast.
I don't see how you could do it as part of the podcast, to be honest. It'd be the same thing as with the Pictograph one.
Yeah. Never again. Never fucking again.
Yeah, much like the proposal, he didn't understand it.
Stupid in the head.
Visual learner, he is not. Visual learner.
Locke is putting together another anthology thing.
Oh, shit.
Something about that.
I didn't know.
Are you
going to
be a part of that?
First I've heard of it, so I assume not.
What is the last thing you've written for them?
I've actually got 4 SCPs like loads in the barrel ready to be fired like at any moment.
Are you in?
Yeah.
Why didn't you post them yet?
Because of the 8000 contest, so I'll post one of them tonight.
Well, you can't post during the 8000 contest?
Well, no one's going to fucking read it if it's not part of the 8000 contest.
That is such an SCP offer.
Well, I want someone to
read it. I've made this beautiful work. Oh, but I won't get enough upvotes right now.
No one's going to fucking read it. It doesn't matter. Upvotes. It's like there's a fucking waterfall. I'm pouring a glass of water into this fucking waterfall. Like, I hope they enjoy it.
Can't they just read it after the 8000 contest?
No, because they won't see it then. Because it's not going to be new at that point. And no one's going to fucking look. They're not going to know to look for it.
The vanity of an SCP author. Make
fucking,
that an Aetherol. Make that an Aetherol space chapter.
Sugar-filled water pouring it into
a
waterfall.
Oh, only 40
like...
upvotes deleted. It's not good enough.
I've never deleted an SCP.
Posted it at the wrong time.
No, I don't do that.
What do you mean you've never deleted
that.
An SCP? I know you've deleted the gold.
Yeah, but those were ones where... That was because it was... No, I didn't delete it. It got deleted. That wasn't my doing.
I taste sin.
I've never sinned once in my fucking life.
I think someone's honest, babe.
I've never sinned once in my fucking life, and they should let me back into the Garden of fucking Eden.
You've never sinned once in your whole life.
Exactly. When I was born, I vomited up that fucking apple.
I remember I brought this up to someone before, right? Because the idea is, like, only Jesus can live, like, a non-sinful life. Every human has sin. I was like, well, what about, like, when a baby dies, you know? Like, an unfortunate circumstance. Like, well, maybe that baby had sinful thoughts. I was like, excuse me? It's a baby! What sinful thoughts can it have?
You can always get them on the gluttony.
On the gluttony. Oh, those creatures of need. They should have known better.
You don't need all that gruel.
Baby like crying for like food, and I'm like, what is it that you really want? Look into yourself. Be cleansed by the spirit.
And then it looks at you and says 10101010.
Fucking automaton baby. They're everywhere now, those automatons.
I know. I did what I had to, and they put me in prison.
Jesus Christ. Alright guys, well this is an opening to a podcast.
This
right.
is perhaps our most unhinged.
We were reading an SCP, I think.
The Roundhouse Gold Proposal.
Yeah, where did we leave off? Because I accidentally scrolled on the page, so, I think, between...
Dr. Aram was removed from the phone room.
No, I mean literally where on the
section
page?
Section 5, right? Later research, and then a few addendums down.
Which addendum were we on?
So, right below the second addendum, that's where we were.
Dr. Aram was removed. Perfect. Yeah. Alright, shall we continue? Do you have any last remarks about killing automatons?
Well, it turned out they weren't automatons, but that's another matter. But, let's continue.
It turns out they weren't what?
They weren't automatons, it turns out.
So, So, what was it you killed again?
A creature.
A creature. That's, I mean...
You know,
technically, when you're free
of sin, anything that's full of sin, it just looks like rust to you.
The babies were full of sin, but not you. Alright, were you reading an article, I think?
Would you let me back in the Garden of Eden, like, if you were God and you saw me? My glory? Yeah, if you were God.
If I was God, would I let you back in Eden? Are you truly without sin, or are you just, like, posturing?
Let's say, God, for the sake of arguments, that I am, like, an empty shell, free of all but virtue.
If you're an empty shell, I don't think the Garden of Eden exists anymore on the planet.
Would haven't found it yet. Sadly. Just haven't found it yet.
Just like in an underground casino.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Garden of Eden.
You can't go in, but you can have a look.
I'd let you have one peek, and I'd say, "If live the rest of your life without sin, and I'll respawn you here."
And I say, "Thank you, God." Oh, you dropped that, and I point at like your divine coin that you dropped.
Oh! What a mistake I've made.
I put a hand on your shoulder and stab you.
Fucking Caesar.
Yeah.
Would blades work against me? I'm God.
It's made from Christ's cross, the blade.
Can I kill it? I guess it did kill God. Hold on. Time out. So, if Jesus is fully God and fully human, and he did die, does that mean that God could be killed? That's what we're here to prove. And we're going to do it by reading really long SCP articles.
We contacted 11 of the world's greatest assassins with the contracts of a lifetime.
They want to taste defeat?
That's a good idea for a story, actually. Like, the greatest assassins in the world hired to kill God.
Hold on. You're cooking.
I guess
like a world with magic or something?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Hold on.
That's kind of cracked. Like a JRPG, God's the real boss?
Yeah.
Hold on. You should write that. That sounds good as fuck.
No one write that. That's mine.
Yeah. Anyone who steals that idea will be killed on the cross.
Yeah. You'll know Christ.
The Christ would. Anyways, we have to read this or it's never going to end.
If you steal my ideas, I'll help you with your Jesus cosplay.
Put me up on the cross. Yeah.
Okay.
Put nails in my hands.
Let's do it.
Yeah, please.
Dr. Aram was removed from the throne room and taken to the infirmary at F01. Medical personnel found he had a slightly elevated blood pressure and heartbeat. If you recall, he collapsed after plugging himself into the throne and getting the memories.
I do remember, yes.
He was like, whose memories are these? Consistent with strenuous physical activity, but was otherwise healthy. He was placed in an infirmary bed. The following day, he was conscious, active, and responsive in normal levels. Closer inspection revealed no lasting physical or neurological damage from the incident. Dr. Aram indeed expressed a closer interest in the archaeological team's findings in the following days, citing his experiences giving him a newfound interest in the extant mechanite culture. While the findings in the throne test were transcribed and analysed, other records found in the city were translated. This is an attached document, April 1984. And the sweep of the Golden Legion took 3 long centuries of expansion as the Mechanite Empire's legates established a beautiful, harmonious dominion on the oases and villages of the world. And as they expanded, they found relics, artifacts sheared from Mechane during their god's fall from heaven, scattered over the earth. And with each relic carried back to Amoni Ram, the fervor of the people grew and grew as their leaders rose, warred, and died for their heirs. And as the legion marched forward over those long centuries, 2 other nations of man marched. The Covenant of the Deva rode forth on their great horrible spirit beasts, searing a path through the jungle through their twin city of Mamjul Karar. And they used their black magic to open a gap, stepping from one side of the continent to other, and those that went through established another city, Adatum, that would after another 2 centuries fall to its own slaves, branding themselves the Nalka. And all these parties marched into Asia, only vaguely aware of the existence of the other 2 until the Battle of Harumar, where they collided.
I gotta be honest, this is like one of those things where it's just a sea of names, and I just am not taking in any of this right now.
The existence was an affront. The disgusting flesh beasts of the Nalka, an insult to the steel glory of Mechain, and the Covenant's plant spirits choking and infesting the gears and wheels of the Legion, and so the Legion fired the first mortar, shattering the Covenant's ranks, and thus began a war that would end with the destruction of Asia. Sorry to our Asian listeners, we don't exist. The First War raged across the continent in every theatre. Fleets of golden-hulled warships constructed in Israeli ram and pushed down river to encounter the Covenant in the bay. The Nalka raised an army of the dishonored dead from Aditum and marched them ceaselessly to throw themselves in the front line, choking the vines of the sorcerer Noaps. There were no laws in war.
I would also like to say they were all over the continent, in every theater. Destroyed everything. No one knows these guys exist. No record. It's too anomalous.
And these are the records right here. We're reading the records now. Are you stupid?
fuck you. I meant, you know what I mean. There are no marks on the land. Nothing that would give way to this to the common men.
There were no laws in war, and there is no honor in death. Every corpse was fodder for future battles. Forests were scorched during retreat to devour the Covenant seed, and the warriors of the Nalkum Covenant chose to throw their weapons into the sea rather than surrender the precious metal to the foundries of the Legion. And the colossi, great thousand arms tall Goliaths of steel and bronze and Fulad, that rent the sky down upon the Nalkan hordes. Every second man was killed in the fighting, and it raged for 300 years and would have gone on forever until the Abominus landed his ships on the western coast of Ethiopia and began his march to Amoni Ram. Devastation.
Ethiopia? Is that like where all the best Aether users live?
Yeah, this is actually a spoiler. I'm actually furious right now.
Yeah, I don't know why Rounder wrote this in before your story was written.
Rounder has read my notes and also stole my idea about the 10 assassins killing God.
He didn't mention that. We made that up in the opening bit.
It was always lingering in my mind. I just saw an opportunity to pitch it just then. A week later, Dotto Ram once again volunteered to use the throne, citing his quick recovery and the wealth of potential ancient knowledge hidden in the accounts of the various emperors Bemaro. Attached transcripts, May 1984.
Do you feel alright?
I want to say, he says, I know he says dandy there, but my eyes scanned it and I thought he said something else.
What do you think he said?
Daddy.
Oh, daddy.
Dandy. I know what to expect this time. I'm prepared.
Still, do not go so far this time.
Worried about me?
About the throne, Doomkampf.
Baka. Sure, I'm ready.
If you think about it, basically just in the German version of that. Yeah. It's so fucking funny. I'm gonna roast Rounder for that later. I keep losing the like German accent I'm trying to fuck up on purpose. Okay. It looks like last time you saw the beginning of the Mechanite Empire's war. Possibly through the eyes of the original Bumano.
The what? The war?
The war? I forgot I have to replace the W's with the V's for this person.
Of course.
From there, we think we have managed to figure out the rough chronological order for the cylinders. So today I want to try to get something from the middle.
Are we looking for what happened at the end?
I doubt you would be able to discern who exactly is... That doesn't work. Who exactly is attacking the city in the panic and confusion. We need to go slightly back, try to see if we can deduce which ways the winds are blowing, what the nature of the Nalka and the Covenant are exactly.
Master Chief, what do you think you're doing sitting on the throne?
The Iron Throne? Yeah. Master Chief?
I mean, fuck you. You would have that as a poster like years ago when Game of Thrones was airing.
God,
even, like,
that would go so hard posters. In like 2008. Alright, I think it's your line.
Okay.
We also need to try to figure out the historical standing of these empires, their influence on their contemporaries.
I don't exactly control what I see, you know.
Aha, but I believe you can. It would not be very useful if the kings could not specify that knowledge they wanted to recall from their forefathers.
They mean forefathers?
Forefathers?
How would I do it?
Vulcus, your thoughts.
You have no idea, do you?
Okay, here we go.
Killing with hammers.
They put a cylinder into the, or Nussbaum puts a cylinder into the throne, inciting the same reactions before from Aram, though significantly less violent and more controlled.
Oh, Aram? Ammoniram? A ram?
Yeah, you figured it out.
Oh shit, okay, it's different. It's all. Wait, this isn't Ammoniram, this is somewhere else.
Describe it to me.
Still, yeah, still in the desert, but it's like a movie desert. All perfect sand dunes. There's a worm. No. A stone city, wide, flat, not advanced like Ammoniram. Monuments, statues. There's a river, it's fucking massive. Wait, I've been here before. This is the Nile, this is Luxor, this is Thebes, we're in Egypt.
Do you mean Thebes?
That's what I said, Thebes.
You said Thebes.
This is an alternate universe.
That is a historical.
I was thinking of one of my assassin characters because his name is Tebes. You see.
All right, so that's going to be the story I'm expecting.
Yeah, that's canon now.
Are you actually going to write this? Because I really want to read.
Yeah, it. I want to write this now.
All right, you're on. It's late.
It's late. The sun's setting. I'm Abamaro, sitting at the head of caravan. We're riding automatons, six-legged beetle things. We're pulling into Thebes. There's a party waiting for us. We're being welcomed into the city. We're in a throne room now. There's a man sitting on the throne. It's a pharaoh.
A pharaoh?
Yeah, his little universe. Pharaoh, dude.
Based on the time frame, that would be Menkaure, the builder of the smallest of the Giza pyramids.
We're talking, exchanging gifts, pleasantry. Wait, no, I just sent all the servants out. It's just us and our bodyguards now. We're discussing something. You just asked if you can expect my support against something called the Abominates. My army has already spread thin to enforce peace on my land. I cannot afford to be involved in your affairs, Pharaoh. We're arguing, shouting. The Abominate is marching on a money ram, and he will cut a sway through Egypt and stack your corpses to build a bridge across the Nile for his army. If I rout the Covenant of Firmwood, we can stand united. I said no. I'm leaving. He's angry. Why doesn't he understand? There's bigger things at stake.
Robert, focus. What is happening?
Say, no, different scene, different throne room, different ruler, a man in a robe and turban, looks Arab or Ottoman or something. He's shaking his head. Now it's some sort of tribal chief in a tent, a Rus prince. We're discussing establishing trade routes, selling our fodder and technology. They're willing to trade, but they don't want to get involved in the war and risk the Nalka of the Covenants.
Could you imagine giving away your, like, god medal for, like, salt?
Please,
that's a bad trade deal.
But you need salt.
So there are contemporaries, but they did not risk their heads in a clash between... So wait, these canon countries also knew of all the stuff. You know, like, countries that don't exist that exist outside of SCP. Like, the fucking...
You mean real?
Egyptian shit. Yeah, real countries. They knew of this shit. And somehow, non-anomalous people do not have records of this.
We're
in the
records right now.
No, this is the shit they dug up in the secret city that you have to be super
special to go into. It's a magic city, and you can't go there. So there's magic.
No, but I'm saying, like, it's all implied this is anomalous, that the real, like, normal people don't know about it. How? Tell me how. Give me one good reason.
There's magic. You can't even go here. There's magic, obviously.
What about these other countries? Why do they have no records? Why is there no archaeological... I'm mad.
Who gives a shit?
SCP. I give a shit.
It's a fan. You'll have to. It's 170 episodes in. You have to get with the program.
Nah. You know what? Maybe all this SCP rotted your brain, and that's why nothing survived in aetherial space time. Do you think it all would have disappeared? It's fucked up.
Because I don't want to spend an hour about this as a girl. This reminds me of Paul Bunyan. That's what you'd fucking like. That's what you fucking want.
No, it's not what I would like.
This sword technique, it's like McDonald's.
That's what I want.
You want brand deals.
I actually did like when you were like, nothing survived but stories. That stuck with me. That was good. But when you were like, no, nothing would have made it. It's over. And then they had like gas and like basic concepts we've had in civilization.
Oh, fuck off. That's not what I
nothing
fucking
made
mean.
It. When every ability name is named after something that already exists, but they forgot about it. But then you were like the story thing.
Yeah, it was like when it comes to the concept of gas still exists, but the that doesn't die out, but Hannah Montana dies out.
Of course Hannah Montana. No one expects Hannah Montana to get brought up. Oh man, I'm gonna punch you.
Wow. You're gonna fucking use your gum pistol.
I'm gonna fly to England. I'm gonna visit you. You're gonna be like, Darnell, what are you doing here? We're gonna hug, we're gonna catch up, and then I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Well, then it goes through, and like, I fade away, like, wasn't your fault. I was a ghost again.
I'll just try not to fly on a Boeing plane, because that's dangerous these days.
Well, I get a Zeppelin. Zep heads are winning right now.
Yeah, for real. Where were we?
Okay, now. Oh, sweet Christ.
Vobbert?
It's, oh my god, we're in a city, a ruined city. There's jungle around it, it's flame, the sun is setting.
So why is he feeding it off like he's a reaction streamer?
Oh my god. Oh my god, guys.
I'm standing on the bluff, there's a regiment behind me, my soldiers, the Golden Legion.
Oh, lobbing things into the city, firebombs, mortars, they're scaling the walls, the defenders are, they look Indian almost, running in terror, there's ghosts. Some kind of spirits swirling in the air, mixing with the smoke. We're bringing down the walls and killing the soldiers on the battlements. Someone behind me, the general, the woman in the dragon armor. The troops are looking to her. I'm giving her a nod and she screams something and they charge down the bluff. This giant metal armor suit leading the charge. The shattering light. Jesus, a fucking massacre. She's holding a sword up. Holy shit, lightning just struck it. Now I'm in the city. I'm on my mount surveying the ruins. The woman's beside me. I touch her head. I can see myself in her helmet. I'm young. I can't be more than 25. But I'm in the intricate battle armor. The survivors. Someone dragging themselves along the ground, holding the guts in. Jesus, fuck!
What?
She just stepped on his head. Something burst out. A spirit flame thing shot into the air. His brains are on the dirt. Oh man, I'm gonna be sick.
Focus, Robert, please. Try to think of a Moni Ram.
Do it for mother. Oh, okay, we're there. I'm standing in the palace. It's the city's militarized. There's guards in the streets and the walls. Are those machine gun turrets?
I need them to stop with this. This article. Are you talking to someone?
Yes, an engineer. Is McCain's kiss ready? We can't be sure without testing it, but we feel confident. The undercity's been retrofitted to fill all the components. They require a simply tremendous power source, but it works. There's something in the distance. Oh, holy fuck.
What is it this time?
There's mechs. They're gigantic. They have to be 200 feet tall.
I'm gonna beat him up. They just were like, he's already seen the 1,000-arm tall mechs.
He didn't see them. He was told about them.
Gonna kill him.
Four legs and two arms. Moving slowly, but they're fucking huge. I can see three of them from here. They're circling the city.
Are they approaching?
No, they're enforcing perimeter. There are weapons. Oh man, this isn't a war. This is an apocalypse.
Okay, time to take a break, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna take hit the hay. Throw up.
I'm gonna play some Helldivers. Vobbert?
Yeah?
When did you learn to speak Mechanite in Egyptian?
I have no idea. They had letters back then?
Some stuff here.
Yeah. Upon the discoveries of the apocalyptic state of the First War waged between the three empires, research began to take a special priority on war records and weapons technology that may have been left behind. Mm-hmm. Over the course of the following weeks, records of manufacture and shipment for thousands of ammunition and supplies translated, revealing the scale of war production previously considered impossible in antiquity, and rivaling the war output of developed nations in the modern era. In addition, the references to the McCain's Kiss, suggested to be an extremely powerful superweapon of some sort, incited a new flurry of research into the components and devices in the Undercity. Can I popcorn to you for this little bit? This document?
Yeah, we have another addendum, it seems. Oh, thank God it's a shorter one. Attached document, June 1984, from the desk of researcher Muhammad Zaid. Memo to Dr. Robert Abraham. I understand you're recovering from extended experimentation with the throne. Not to disturb your rest, but the team thinks we've come up with a solid theory on what the device under the city, the McCain's Kiss, is. Just some background context.
Would you kiss McCain?
Just did. Some of the geologists that came in during the second wave of personnel made some interesting, but at the time irrelevant, discoveries, amounting to the revelation that the sand within OO1 is of a slightly different chemical composition to the sand outside it. The sand inside is more similar to a kind of white sand found in the section of the Arabian Desert several hundred miles to the northeast. We didn't know what to make of it, but the recent research into the Undercity has changed things. We've mapped out the whole device. It occupies 65% of the Undercity's volume. Practically everything is connected to it that isn't stuff like the sewers. Its components have also become more understandable with our new experience on Mechanite design, architecture, and philosophy. The technology is antiquated, but it's almost all paratech. Extremely powerful conduits, converters, connections, etc. All terminating in a small chamber emitting extremely high levels of radiation. We sent a protected probe in, warding it, and melted a few minutes later, but we ran the pictures and energy signals against the database and got nothing. We've never seen anything like it. But then TENS decided to call in a few favors and run it against the GOC database. Apparently they have seen something like it and tried to weaponize it. A long-distance, large-scale matter D/reconstructor and emitter. A gigantic teleporter, basically. Apparently big enough to move an entire city hundreds of kilometers. McCain's Kiss isn't a super weapon. It's a Hail Mary. Unfortunately, it's completely burned out. It'd require a team months to get it back into remotely working order, and that's ignoring the problem of power. It's way too demanding to pull from the city's power grid. We think it draws directly from the cold fusion reactors, which is another impossibility. Plus, we still don't know how it was controlled or how any of the computation works without, well, computers. In any case, I don't think Amoni Ram will be teleporting anywhere soon.
Yeah, let's continue. Attached transcripts, June 1984. And in the 60th year of the war, as the fighting reached a crescendo and Thamud burned the shelling of the Legion on the flesh hordes of Alka, the Matriarch of the Covenant and the Grand Carcist Ion met under the shadow of night in the black catacombs of Aditum. And there they came to understand the truth. Bitter enemies though they might be, the flesh of the Nalka and the plants of the Covenant were an extension of each other, both extrusions of the natural world. Evenly matched, neither could truly destroy the other. But the Mechanite Blessed Steel was something else, a gift from the sky, well capable of crushing each of them. But together they stood a chance. And such it was that as the invasion plans were drawn and the great siege engines were constructed and the Pleiol arms cooled in the foundries, the Golden Legion marshalled and marched themselves, beginning the long bloody trek to Aditum. And as they crossed through the deserts of Asia, the Nalka were lending their forces to another invasion, this one raised by the sorcerer Nawabs with the Daver against the Amoni Ram. A black wicked army secretly gathering in the jungles of the south, marching on a suddenly vulnerable first ram of the Mechanites. And with them came the magics. The Nalka offered one of their greatest boons, a plague to infest the city. And the Covenant offered the Song of the Daver to make the verdant greenery of the desert rebel against its masters. And even then, the marshalled forces were not enough to dominate the Colossi and take the city. But in the far west, beyond the gates, another storm was brewing. The Abominate, may his name be never spoke of, stood on the shores of the coast as a damned fleet disembarked from their massive ships, and his army assembled itself from his prisoners and his soldiers, and the march to the east to Amoni Ram began. The city settled between two unstoppable forces, neither aware of the other's presence, as the two armies pushed to the walls of the city and the head of its king, queen, and general. So someone else came in. Was like, I'm the true villain.
That's what it feels like. Oh, man, this is... Alright, and then next we have a little blurb before the next addendum.
Yeah, another meeting with 0511 was scheduled for June 26 to ascertain the progress of the Amoni Ram Initiative and relay new discoveries regarding the fate of the Mechanite culture. On June 25th, an unidentified aircraft was detected 10 kilometers away from SCP-001. Upon confirmation the aircraft was approaching the SCP's entrance, ARF-01 radioed it asking for identification. The aircraft responded with valid Overwatch command credentials, coming to a close landing allowing 0511 to disembark and enter the SCP, escorted by MTF Alpha 1, Red Right Hand.
Ooh, we got a pretty big script here.
Yeah.
I assume you're going to be ARAM and me Nussbaum, but who wants to be 0511?
I'll be 0511 again, I think.
Okay.
0511 is standing one of Amoni Ram's thoroughfares. An Alpha 1 agent stands on every nearby corner and window. The sun is directly overhead, but the cooling and power units on the street corners keep the air at room temperature. A hot, silent wind passes through the Broadway. Who observed this? Aram and Nussbaum approach from the north.
Hello, sir.
0511, sorry about the welcome. We weren't expecting you. I arranged a meeting, didn't I?
Yes, but we didn't expect you to...
Show up in person? I don't blame you, we're not exactly an outgoing bunch. But I heard so many great things about this city over the past year. About its secrets, architecture, technology, culture, history. I wanted to see it for myself. Everything you were hoping for? That and more. I'll admit it does look a lot nicer now that you've started to rebuild the place. Thanks. We managed to get primary power back online, along with the train system and a lot of the Undercity's navigation maps and such. The power and climate control as well, obviously. We're going to try and get the city's weaponry back online soon, see what kind of defensive technology they were packing. Hold that thought, Dr. Nussbaum.
Yes?
I'm told your historical team has made several breakthroughs recently, especially using the Throne Anomaly, which, if I recall correctly, you're the primary test subject for Dr. Aram. That's correct. We've done about a dozen tests since we discovered it. Only a handful have turned up anything substantial. Mostly fragmented memories from old kings, watching as the streets swell with citizens and goods flood into the market. Visions of battlefields as the Mechanite army takes on the Covenant in the Nalka. Right. And of course you've translated how many of the recovered tablets now?
Dozens. Over 100. But like the throne records, most are simple banal correspondence.
But not the recent ones.
Correct. I have a presentation compiled in my office. Shall we?
Well, lead the way.
Nussbaum.
Love that he's just like slightly sinister.
Nussbaum.
Well.
Hooey. 0511 and the Alpha 1 operatives enter the office inside ARF 02. It fully covers one of the higher floors of the massive skyscraper. Inside, the furniture is a combination of metal and intricate stonework. They had stones back then? A wall of windows looks out over the city.
Stones? They use bricks!
So the group takes a seat in front of the desk.
A desk in this era?
Are they building a pyramid with their technology level?
Is that Stonehenge?
Whoa, are those clothes?
No,
they had those?
Well, I expected more of a cantonment, but no, you seem quite comfortably set up here.
Well, we have been here for nearly a year now. Plenty of time to settle in. And expanding to the second site has also helped free up space. Everyone has their own chambers.
Home sweet home.
Anyway, as you know, we have made great strides recently in determining the fate of Amon-Iram and the Mechanite culture at large, using translated historical records in tandem with the throne visions and 001-A1's admittedly limited accounts. It has been established that the David Covenant originate from the Indian subcontinent, and the Nalka are likely from Central or East Asia. But the later records repeatedly mention a fourth party, the so-called Abominate. As of now, we know functionally nothing about who or what this is, only that they were in possession of a fleet of seafaring vessels that landed on the shores west of Amon-Iram in the old country. My hypothesis is that this is West Africa.
Well, the records say this figure marched to Amon-Iram.
The Covenant Nalka coalition marched from the east, yes?
An army crossing the entire breadth of the Sahara 4,000 years ago is hard to believe. It's not the strangest thing we've seen out here.
Indeed. We also have reason to believe that the Gobi Desert was a significant theater in the First War, which would suggest the three primary cultures also had some sort of experience warring in deserts.
You say three primary cultures. You don't include the Abominate in the equation?
They are not sure if they're human yet, much less a distinct culture group. The Aegean tablets also do not mention any fourth party in the First War. However, I also have been in contact with some colleagues of mine at King Saud University, researching the mundane Thamud culture in the northwest. They recently have unearthed a trove of tablets in the region, apparently detailing a cataclysmic battle between... excuse me.
You hiccuping now, Nussbaum?
Four armies for control of a major city. Excuse me, I drank before this.
Red right hand, take the red right hand.
What does that mean?
Cut off your hand.
Put my hand.
It's already gone. And it's already healed. I quit so fast.
It slices like the fucking Jogo's top of his head.
Yeah. Right, bingo.
There you go.
That's his name, oh, after all.
Yes, it is, sir. I already have some people translating it. It is quite complex, but full translation should be ready within the month. In any case, the Mechanite records we have found indicate that in the later stages of the war, the Nalka and David Covenant allied themselves to take Amon-Iram, while the Mechanite's Golden Legion marched across Asia to Aratum, the Nalka capital. This covers three of our four armies, and evidently the Abominant is the fourth. But they also imply that the combined force of the Nalka and David Covenant was not enough to take the city. That the Abominate, whatever it is more responsible for the fall of Amon-Iram.
God damn, that's disconcerting.
Is it? It was 4,000 years ago. You said it yourself.
What do you mean?
Well, like, why is he concerned? It was 4,000 years ago.
That's not what disconcerting means, is it?
Oh. Well, I thought he was implying he's worried to hear about that. Like, oh God, I hope they're okay.
I hope they're bad ever do. But I suppose there's nothing to do now but wait for translations. So yes, me when New JoJo Cape Chapter comes out. God damn, that's disconcerting.
Did you see the list, by the way?
What list?
So they're trying to crack down on all the leakers, and like the guy who leaks them on Twitter, he's like at the top of the like police list of people to arrest.
Public enemy number one.
Yeah, for real.
That would appear to be the case.
Right. Dr. Rab, you said you had some little updates about that there, technology.
That's right. We discovered a lot of military weapons, it looks like. They range from CQC pole arms and swords, and what seems to be primitive chainsaws, to long-range shoulder-mounted mortars and elephant guns. These are all in ruined warehouses in the sacked portion of the city, but we've made a few interesting finds in the Undercity.
Do tell.
First, a few suits of functional power armor, of the kind in the throne records. Exoskeletons to enhance strength, speed, durability, power, some just like the ones Appointment uses. Some of them even flight-capable through gravity-defying paratechnology. Fortunately, they were unusable without mechanite implants linked to. Well, that's a goddamn shame. Was. A few days later, Dash-A directed us to another chamber in the Undercity. This one filled with assembly lines, industrial sections, and crates on crates of mechanite implants. Full Aladdin steel bionic arms, legs, prosthetics, torso cages, even heads. And would you get a prosthetic head?
I would think about it. Why not?
Well, if I can lift the mess up and they put body. Like a prosthetic arm on my head instead of a head.
Wait, can you repeat that?
What if, like, they fucked it up and, like, when they get in the prosthetics, like, they cut my head off and then they put a leg there or something by accident?
Why would they do that?
Because the
also, it's a prosthetic. Can they remove it and put a head there again?
No, it's on purpose? It's magic. It bonds perfectly. Soulbound.
Soulbound prosthetics?
Yeah.
Also, I think I'm echoing on your mic. I can hear myself.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
You should be.
What? Really?
Yeah. I don't know how to continue this.
That's what I was intending. I won. And of course, sensory implants, replaced with visuals and sensory suites, just like ours. The Foundation already gives those things out like candy. So I think they're worth experimenting on. With D-Class. You want to outfit D-Class with millennia-old cybernetics so you can put them inside highly destructive mech suits? You know I can't approve that, Robert. I see. The risk is just too great. Sure. Okay. In the meantime, we'd like to try and see if the city's defensive systems still work. The ones I saw in my vision. The mechs, the gun emplacements. These visions. You trust them? I do. Seen them with my own two... Well, not eyes, but you know what I mean. Why wouldn't I? Maybe I'm just old-fashioned, but I don't lay my faith in all the technology quite so easily. I'd be worried. But if what you said is true, then there's at least two super weapons in the city that the Foundation could deeply benefit from. Those colossi are impressive. And of course, the teleporter. McCain's kiss.
Yeah, hold on. He did call them colossi earlier, but now they're colossuses?
Shadow of the Colossuses. You ever play that?
I actually never did. I think I watched it.
Masterpiece.
I might see if it's in, because I have the library on PS5 for like the older games. I'll see if it's in there.
It's really
it was
good.
One of those games I always wanted to play, and I think I watched it, but I don't actually think I've ever played it.
It's so good. Beautiful game.
Do you think they'll ever remake it? They probably have
Made a remaster. I don't know if it was a remake, but they made like a redo of it.
I know there was a sequel, Eco, and people had...
Shadow of the Colossus is the sequel to Eco, but really.
No, there was another one. It was, with Guardian. A big dog. Yeah, Last Guardian.
Yeah, they're all in, the same, series, but there's no real through line, I would say, apart from, Vegas Fetic stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. I'm going to need lots of supplies. Dirterium and tritium, more importantly. We're going to try and bring those cold fusion reactors online. Well, that's a big ask and a dangerous one. We'd like to know how the city was destroyed before we accidentally blow it up. Ha! Very mad.
Like peaked your mic. I think I just heard robot noise.
We've already mastered. Well, it's because we have my mechanite. We've already mastered most of the technology we discovered, and we do have Preserver to assist us still. SCP-A1, still. Discovering the city's defense and how effective they are is crucial to get an accurate image of the battle. Right, Hedvig?
Yes, it is. I support the idea.
Well, if both of you are in agreement, I can make it happen.
Oh, he's pressuring her into agreeing to this, isn't he? No, but, Aram, you're better than this.
I think it's because he's sitting there, he's getting the memories of the rulers. He's like, well, I should be in charge of the city, so I know best.
Well, yeah, that's fucked up.
But be safe and don't take any needless risks. We don't want anything happening this far into the article, yes?
Of course. Something happens this far into the article. God, there's still so much left. Oh my god, there's so many fucking addendums.
Where are we at?
The white letter underneath.
From the desk of Dr. Robert Aram. A money manuscript. Personal log. Star log. Progress on rebuilding the Cole's fusion reactors is progressing much, much faster than projections. Nobody will be worried, but I'm surprisingly calm. It's obvious that people are getting familiar with the technology. The flawed foundries are operating at amazing efficiency. We've worked out to mold and shape the metal just how we need it. And what last year looked like a bizarre, nonsensical circuit structure and design pathology now strikes me as beautiful, idiosyncratic, a snapshot into a bygone era. I've never been one for history, more of a STEM type. I never looked down on those that pursued history, I just didn't see the attraction. Machines are in front of you, something tangible you can see and hear and touch and interact with. You can't do that without with history, not really. The Fulad throne, of course, has changed that. I've spent lifetimes of ancient emperors in minutes. It's staggering, the depth of emotion and personality you can feel from only a few choice minutes in someone's body, their grief, pain, joy, the story. Fascinating stuff. The technology of the throne and any possible side effects remain elusive, but we've been testing it for a few weeks now, maybe a dozen times. While I'm always tired after, not a surprise at my age, I feel fine otherwise. Now I know Mechanite, Greek, and Egyptian, go figure. I've got a front seat view to the First War, and it is apocalyptic. There's really no other word for it. Gigantic mech suits crushing cities as the sky itself opens up, spirit demons fighting alongside human compatriots, metal soldiers charging walls. Insanity, that's the craziest bit. Metal soldier charging at a wall. A secret bloody history the world doesn't even remember. But as with all wars, not quite so black and white.
No, humanity couldn't handle the anomalous if it was released to the public. They'd go insane.
They'd go insane. The one word of this, the beds would explode. Being inside Bomaro's, or the various Bomaro's bodies, none of them were tyrants or dictators, maybe autocrats, but one emperor wasn't. They wanted to protect their people, to raise them to something beyond human. I can't help but sympathize. Nothing impresses you onto you the fragility of your body than nearly losing it. But they understood that and actively improved themselves using the bionics and implants, reach heaven through transhumanism. Speaking of implants and bionics, the cash were discovered some weeks ago along with the Legion armor. 0511 denied D-class testing. It's frustrating. We can't use the glorious technology here to improve the world.
Oh, he's been infected.
We can't use it to improve ourselves.
He's a mecha boo.
He's indoctrinated. The Reapers.
They're in his head.
We can barely use it to improve the damn city, Shepherd. It's devastating, and most of the team agrees with me that we should use it.
So we did.
I can't use D-class to test the implants, but using myself is a different matter. This new arm is Subrashi. They're wonderful. Sorry, I'm reading too much Shogun. It's smoother, more responsive, more sensitive and durable. It doesn't even hurt at the end of the day. I can sleep with it on. 99% of our personnel in the Money Ram are already augmented, so changing out their stainless steel arm for a Fulad one or something is no big deal. Why should 5 be the only one that reaps the gifts the Mechanites left us?
5?
055, I guess.
Oh, but I thought 0511 was the guy getting stuff.
On July 29th, 2:05 p.m., Dr. Nussbaum and 4 members of the archaeological team were excavating a number of mosaics in the undersea. Over the course of the day, the team progressed further inwards into an unstable section. The ceiling overhead suddenly gave way, causing a minor collapse. Due to a number of strength-enhancing bionic and cybernetic augments, the archaeological team members were able to escape largely unharmed. However, Dr. Nussbaum sustained severe internal and external injuries in the collapse and was rushed into emergency surgery in the ARF-01 infirmary. Oh no, I hope my voice is okay. Due to the severity of injuries sustained, including a shattered collarbone, fractured spine, cranial injuries, and hemorrhaging, medical personnel were able to stabilize her in critical condition. Her likelihood of survival was deemed extremely low. At this point, Dr. Aram arrived with several engineering team personnel at A instance and a variety of mechanite implants and augments. He proposed to the medical team's agreement that utilizing the advanced mechanite augments to stabilize her and offer her a chance of survival was the ethical option, and was legitimately possible using A1's expertise voiced through the A instance.
A combination of medical and engineering personnel worked for 29 hours to implant 17 pieces of mechanite technology across Dr. Nussbaum's body. After 32 hours in conscious, she awoke on July 31st. It's like my fucking back, you mean? She's just a head.
Like with the bandages?
Yeah. The bandage is like a plug socket.
God, someone make that. That's so funny. If Hamilton still did thumbnails, I would have him do that for the thumbnail. It's so good. Are we ready for the addendum log?
Water.
Oh, you're awake. Here, don't move your arms. Rob lowers a cup of water to her lips. She takes long sips.
Can't see.
That's probably for the best right now. Do you remember what happened?
A ceiling collapsed. Assistance okay?
Yeah, they made it out fine. You weren't so lucky. They brought you to the infirmary, but you were fucked up. Really, really bad. Broke nearly every bone in your body.
Oh, I cannot feel my legs. But my arms, my back aches.
The morphine.
Robert, why can't I feel my limbs?
You were gonna die. I stepped in. We worked for nearly a day and a half, non-stop.
Doing what?
Replacing your shattered body with the mechanite prosthetics we recovered. Letting them do the work of saving your life. We fit them in and they went to work. Your immune system integrated them seamlessly. It was like they came to life, working to repair the damage done.
Shive.
Evan, calm down. Listen to me.
Oh, God, I look like a monster.
Listen to me. You would have died. And even if you didn't, you would have laid in this hospital bed for three agonizing years while your body stitched itself back together. And then you would have to relearn how to walk, sit, breathe, and you would have suffered in pain for the rest of your natural life. I understand how you feel. I felt the same way after the accident, that I had been ruined, that I would never be the same. The flesh is weak, Hedvig. Your new body. You'll be on your feet in a week, maybe less. You may never be the same, but you'll be better. Get some rest. And for what it's worth, I don't think you look like a monster at all. These implants are works of art. The spine system is spread like a pair of wings. You look like an angel.
Oh my god, that's not something you tell a co-worker.
Well, after you, like, put implants on them without their fucking consent.
Yeah, you also don't do
that's
that.
That's the normal part. It's like, you
goes against, like, every
shit.
Medical Hippocratic Oath law.
I had to do it. Did you fall from heaven? Because I just replaced all your limbs. Dr. Nussbaum continued her recovery for 2 weeks in 001, refusing Medevac to Area 66 in Sinai upon seeing the extremely rapid recuperation offered by the implants. Evaluations by medical personnel provided insight into the enhancements offered by the mechanite augmentations. Internally, they integrated with her immune and nervous systems, offering fine instinctual control and an increase in healing speed. Due to the relative lightness of the flat metalwork compared to steel, her body mass did not shift considerably. However, her strength, lift capacity, running speed, pull weight, and inventory space, and a suite of other measurements vastly increased in the weeks following her recovery. She similarly reported significant increases in her sensory ability, well beyond that given by her former foundation issue ocular and auditory implants. The spinal brace and external portion, an artfully crafted pair of wings able to be extended and retracted by the user, allow a limited but notable ability to glide on strong updrafts. On August 28th, Dr. Nussbaum declined an offer of a desk position in Area 66, choosing to continue her work as project co-leader of the Ammonium Ram Initiative. Dr. Ram was reprimanded. Was reprimanded for his unauthorized use of potentially dangerous anomalous artifacts on a colleague and himself, but was not given disciplinary action considering the extenuating circumstances that he really wanted to. And Dr. Nussbaum's expressed gratitude to him, stating that if she had been conscious, she would have consented to the procedure. So it's fine.
Yeah, of course.
Let's get to A1.
Oh, it's all right. This may be the last one for today. We'll see.
Maybe. We'll see.
All right.
Hello, Preserver.
You return my eyes.
I was this guy.
I thought I was this guy.
No, I'm this guy. You return my eyes informed me of the accident. You have my sympathies, Hedara.
My name is Hedvig.
Of course. My apologies.
Yes, well, thank you. I'm told you helped the team save my life.
They did.
How did you know?
My automata scour the Undercity. I saw a structural failure in that sector and dispatched several units to warn you. I was too late.
If you were too late, I would not be here now.
Indeed, you are an impressive sight.
Excuse me?
I didn't mean it like that. Take it away. Hello, human resources.
Hello, human resources.
It's like the meme is like, her arm's like, I just replaced all your limbs. Oh, you're so sweet. You are an impressive sight. Hello, human resources.
That's another one someone's gotta make it happen.
You are the first human I have seen with full augmentations. The way it used to be done. The way we all used to be.
Oh, right. I suppose this was standard fare in your time.
Yes, my memories inch closer. I remember receiving my first, my left hand made of a polished red.
Right. We came back to tell you that we have nearly exhausted the records and cylinders you led us to. They are fascinating, but they do not explain what happened to Amon-Niram after it was marched on by the Nalka, the Covenant, and something called the Abominate.
Which makes sense. If they were being invaded and sacked, they wouldn't be writing stuff down. But you're still here, so we were hoping you'd have something. I do. I remember gargantuan spirit beasts that dwarfed the colossi, forced them back. I remember catapults and trebuchets and great siege engines pelting the building with strange glass projectiles. All these moments will be lost, like tears in rain. No, he doesn't say that.
Yeah.
Our confusion until we investigated the damage and the plague swept through our ranks like a wildfire. I remember the Abominance lowering the great door to the city with a single spell. I remember donning my war armor and leading my liege and his family to safety, being ready to lay down my life. I remember failing. There's that name again, the Abominance. I have no face or identity to offer, just the name.
It sounds like whoever you were very important.
Yes, like so many tens of thousands, I was a witness to the fall of the Mechanite Empire. But now I am the only one who remains. This is tragic, and you have my sympathies. But unfortunately, this doesn't tell us anything we don't already know. But this may... A1's left hand, protruding from the machine, slowly unclasps. Within its skeletal grip is another cylinder of the Fulad throne. This one is made of a rougher material compared to the delicate ceramic of the others. It's real. It's like fucking Cyberpunk, where it's like, I got a new brain vid for you, Chum.
Here's a brain dance. Have a good one.
That's what it's called.
I mean, this is kind of a brain dance, if you think about it.
Where did this come from? I have looked unto myself, the hundreds of cubits of inscribed steel and tubes that hold my enduring soul. Real, I have no mouth and I must scream shit. My mind is spread across the entire Undercity, banks of data in every corner of Amon-Niram and the eyes that connect them. And I have seen, in the deepest reaches of myself, a shrine.
What kind of shrine?
Pieces of war armor, meticulously wrapped and preserved, and within them, this chamber has been sealed for centuries. Over the millennia, my mind has deteriorated. The circuitry was not built to hold me for so long. I have forgotten why it is there. You must tell me.
That is intriguing. Yes, we can experiment with it right away.
Noosebaum gingerly takes the cylinder from A1, clasping it in her metal fingers.
You mind taking that out to be kind of locked? I'll catch up in just a minute. Just need to go over some schematics.
Certainly. Noosebaum exits the chamber.
At this point... Go ahead. Well, I'm going to be having a conversation with myself in a bit, so you do read this bit.
At this point, official audio ceases. However, scientific equipment in the chamber left by the engineering team contained small microphones that recorded the following conversation. This audio was not recovered until several months later by chance during a routine database
read. You ask about the throne. What makes you say that? You seek the ability to command change. You resent the limitations of your station. No idea what you're talking about. The Fulad throne was forged from the very first sheets of the metal shorn from McCain's body. A throne is more than a symbol of power. It is an instrument of power. What do you mean? You have already noticed it, haven't you? Your voice carries weight. You command attention. Just now, she didn't even protest, simply followed your order. I'm the project head, of course they'll listen to me. Listening is an act. Obedience is beyond that. He really is a ram. A D ram.
Oh my god.
What?
I don't know.
The will of the is
fast. Response to that. Sorry, I'm tired.
You're like a fucking marine. Like, oh my god.
Yeah. Whoa. Wait. What?
D.
His name's a ram.
My name is Amoni D. Ram.
Goddamn.
You have seen the engravings when the throne was forged at the dawn of the era. Bumaro's people bowed to it and spread forth across Asia like a gleaming sword, laying down their lives for their lord. I might have sent for a Dalek there.
I don't know, but that's pretty good. I do more of that.
The throne contains the power to dominate lesser minds. The kings who sat on it use this, and now, with each seat you take on it, you invoke their memories, the name, the power of the kings of old.
You would make a great emperor, Bumaro.
Why are you telling me this? Surely you see it by now, the parallel. Time is a flat circle, and it swallows its own tail like a sand serpent. You have seen Bumaro's memories. You have seen Hadara's wings. Look around you. This is ridiculous. Aram turns to leave. You seek to change the world, make it more accepting to people like you and her. So did he. The voice of the Emperor is yours now.
Do not squander it.
Don't do that again. Do we want to end it there?
That might be a good cliffhanger, actually.
That was uncomfortable in my ears.
Sorry!
Dalek!
Dalek, right, do not apologize!
Dalek Jr., that's his name?
The Daleks do not apologize.
Uh-oh.
You will not apologize!
We do not apologize.
We are sorry!
You die in the light so we can live in the dark.
We must stop the entity!
Containing 682. What happened if 682 got hit with the Fulad? Who would win?
I don't know. I'm probably 682.
Yeah.
I freaking hate the Abominance, bros.
What is the Abominance? So I get the Sarkix and the Flesh mystery. Guys. These are the metal guys.
We don't know.
Are they like the disease people?
I think the Davites also too. Have. The Covenant is the Davites. Little plant and curse and disease, I think. So we don't know about the Abominate. Apart from they did a spell, and that's now the door.
Yeah. I cast door open.
You cannot cast door open. We will not allow.
Except they did allow and they did lose. So take that as you want.
Exterminate.
All right, we have eight comments.
I just had an occasion to do a Dalek impression. I'm enjoying it so much.
I'm happy for you. You should remember to do it next time.
I will. Well, he was always a little bit Daleky, but he just suddenly ramps up near the end there. He got when he got into it.
Yeah, he got with feeling this time. iChill403 says, I've been a shadow listener since episode 30. I usually listen during the week at work. Love you guys. Thank you, iChill.
Thank you so much. Enjoy. Thank you so much.
You'll be spared.
Shadow listener, the truly loyal.
Wait, hold on. I'm the shadow listener, the true listener.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's what you did. I just realized I'm stupid. MT2K21 says, A1, I am not disabled, I'm just built different. Me waiting for the SCP Foundation, the JJK universe, to drop a Scranton reality anchor to get that shit over with. Like, bro, Sukuna is out here having a dick measuring contest that was over 20 chapters.
Is he wrong?
What would happen if you dropped an SRA on JJK?
I don't know if it would apply, really. I just don't know if anyone would. Well, it'd be
I guess you have to decide.
The narrator would kick in and be like, the Scranton reality anchor did everything it could to nullify Sukuna's abnormalities until it realized that he was the baseline for the human form and everything else was an abnormality.
SRA makes a lot more sense if you just think of it as a simple domain.
That actually is, isn't it?
Casting simple domain as a Scranton reality anchor. New shadow style. New Scranton style.
We out here for Goose and Gabby, though. He'll do it. He'll make me proud.
You think he I alone am the remaining?
I think he can do Goose and Gabby faith.
Me too. I kind of want to see Ro him go.
Ro is a rank one sorcerer with no technique. He's built different.
He's going to cut through the world cleave and fucking cut Sukuna.
You parry it.
I'm not even going to sugarcoat it, bro. L to parry. Willie Groaning 2332 says, "Hi there, Spotify listening here. Love your content. Keep it up."
We'll see if you feel the same after this episode.
We have like a whole new batch of people in our comments, and I love to see it. Although I do miss the old ads. I haven't seen a Comedy Man Kelp comment in a while.
Where is Comedy Man Kelp?
You ever think about that? Like the people that used to watch, what are they doing now?
The traitors? No.
The traitors? They exited the combat zone, so they've been bombarded.
Yeah, we had to dispose of them.
Shythalia says, "Mamjol and Karar is pretty long, though. The exploring series had to separate it into 5 1-hour parts."
We're probably not going to move on to that, to be honest.
And I bet the exploring series like actually did a thorough, like, good reading, and we're going to like talk about dicks for half the episode or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's why you're here. So if you're listening to this, you're 100 like fucking, you're 190 episodes in. You know how we do this.
Yeah, but oh god, it's almost episode 200. We have to figure out what something special we're going to do. You know what else is coming up too, but I don't know how we're going to do it with work, is in a couple months is going to be WriterBot Festival Celebration Con.
Oh, remember yeah. That?
It's going to be the fourth one.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Gayhald Mill says, "Yay, it's going to be a 3-part vid. Anyways, swell episode. Looking forward to next week's episode." Thank you, Gayhald. You'll be spared. Sugarcane Soldier says, "Great episode as always. Shonen Revolutionary War is totally something I would read." You also have to write that.
Yeah.
Is there any good shonen on the SCP Wiki we could read?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Can you make it happen?
I can write it if you want.
Yes, please, so we can read it on podcast. Out of curiosity, do you talk about the subjects of your tangents, like the Revolutionary War, off of the podcast? Or is there, like, a vibe that brings it up? I'll tell you this. Not only do we talk about stuff like that outside of the podcast, Sugarcane.
We talk it even, but the best parts of it when we're not recording.
We'll literally call to do an episode. Tan will do the funniest fucking bit, and we'll have a conversation for 20 minutes, and we'll be like, why didn't we record this? Every time. Without fail. I'm dying. Oh my god, help.
Okay.
Save me.
Well, save the Soul Society. Mechanite implants. Don't worry.
Mechanite diaphragm.
Kidney. Hardman.
But yeah, like, there's sometimes we do this thing. Oh my god.
What do we do?
Save me. Sometimes we do this thing. I'm trying to control. I'm like concentrating on my chest. God damn it. Didn't work. Sometimes we do this thing where we like just. You know what? Next question.
Does it hurt?
Can you read it? I can't control it.
Next question is, "Been a while since I listened to DSCP. Always a blast to listen to keep up the god work." Are you okay? Did you die?
No.
What's going on with you?
Thank you, Harbinger.
You sound insane.
I think I fixed it. Okay.
You fixed it. You know, your cups.
Yeah, I think I fixed it. I was gonna say, sometimes we just send each other like anime gifs and like make up stupid bullshit to it, like, yeah. Or like we'll just talk about random things that don't matter. We have fun with it. It'll often be inspired by whatever TV show we're watching at the moment, though. So I'm surprised.
Shogun at the moment,
more
probably.
Shogun. Yeah.
Show me how to die again.
Tan did this thing during Shogun. Tan, you have to describe it. It was so funny. Well, I guess it is a spoiler. We can't spoil Shogun. It's literally coming out. We can't do that on podcast. Anyways, fuck. Okay.
Is that something extremely inappropriate about realizing?
It was really funny, though. I was dying laughing. Panda says, "I finally caught up. Started listening to y'all a little while ago at work. Ended up being my main entertainment there. I even listened to episode 100 audio only." Oh my god, you're a trooper. Unironically, I genuinely feel terrible about episode 100. I don't know if we've ever talked about on podcast, right? But our original intent was we were going to get a bunch of authors and do a collab article. But, like, I just couldn't wrangle everybody together. It wasn't coming together. So I was like, okay, we'll do, like, an Among Us thing. That's topical. Tan did the Among Us SCP. Well, fun with that, right? But then, like, a week before, I think I'm trying to remember. It was Rad or someone did like an Among Us thing. So like, all right, I guess we'll just play Crab Game, and it was like the biggest mess of all time. But we had fun.
I enjoyed that. That's all I liked Crab Game.
Yeah, I enjoyed. I think it was fun for us as a group of creators, but like objectively from a podcast standpoint, it was probably our worst episode yet. It's like no content, just people yelling about playing a game that you can't see. So 200, I want to do something special. I don't know what yet. Me and Tan need to talk about that, but hopefully that'll change. Panda says, because of you two, I'm now on site and working on my own SCP. Hell yeah! Thank you for bringing joy to my old boring document control job and introducing me to this amazing new world of creative writing. That's fucking awesome, dude. Let's go. Post your articles sometime. I'd love to read them. Fuck yeah. We should do a segment, right, where like fans can submit articles for us to like plug or read. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, because I'm gonna go with that.
Nothing makes me happier than like hearing, well, like aside from just like nice compliments, I guess, but like when people are like, hey, I'm writing because of this, or I'm creating because of this. That's fucking cool. That's good stuff. We should all inspire each other, you know? Good stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to leaf off on? Aside from Read Aetheral Space?
Read Aetheral Space, and I don't know.
Are we free now?
Yeah.
We were born free. Well, I was born free. You were born in England, so that's a problem for you.
I am the chain.
You are the what?
I am the chain.
The chain, I see. All right, well, I too was
born free, but my roles are take away your freedom.
Well, it didn't work, did it?
The prison bars alone are free in this world.
Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next time.
Bye!